USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Heat alerts are in effect from California to Alabama today as high temperatures will be 10 to 15 degrees above average. Las Vegas, Phoenix, and Tucson will all see highs at least of 110 degrees, and all three will likely tie or break their current daily record high temperatures. In Texas cities such as Dallas and San Antonio, temperatures will exceed 100 degrees. As far as staying hydrated in the heat, Dr. Diane Hess says stick to water.
I mean, many people turn to those hydration drinks like a Gatorade or an electrolyte drink. Water is fine to keep you hydrated. It's nicer if it's cool because then it does cool the core body temperature, like if you have cool fluids in you.
Education Secretary Betsy DeVos says it's up to local leadership to start preparing for the reopening of schools across the country this fall, calling guidelines from the CDC just that. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
An Ohio county that includes the city of Cleveland has established a hotline to report people who are defying a state order by not wearing face masks amid the surge in coronavirus cases in the state. A Cuyahoga County executive making the announcement and saying that complaints will be sorted out by county employees and forwarded to the presiding city or village. Mickey waved from a distance and visitors wore colorful face masks with mouse ears on them Saturday as Florida's Walt Disney World opened to the public amid a surge of coronavirus cases in the state. This park goer telling Fox News,
"The spacing was great on all the rides. They have it spaced out beautifully. They put up safety walls in between you on most of the rides, so you felt safe. No one was really taking their masks off in any of the lines."
Disney did not say how many people entered the park on Saturday, but they saw really good demand for reservations in the short term and into 2020. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
12 Republican members of Congress have written Attorney General Bill Barr arguing in defense of Second Amendment rights of a Missouri couple who lost their rifle that is now in the possession of local authorities. Mark and Patricia McCloskey, who made headlines in June when they took up arms to defend their home from protesters who were entering their St. Louis neighborhood, had their rifle seized Friday when local police executed a search warrant. As far as what the Justice Department can do, former Acting Attorney General Matt Whitaker tells Fox News,
"Well, I mean, they could, you know, fundamentally file a constitutional claim against mm-hmm. this prosecutor. There's really a lot of power in the federal government to make sure that folks' fundamental constitutional rights aren't infringed. And so I think they're watching it very carefully. And remember, Jeff Jensen is the U.S. attorney in St. Louis. He's the one that was involved in making sure General Flynn's case was done appropriately and ultimately dismissed. And so I think the federal government is watching this very carefully."
As far as what Missouri law says, Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt says,
"Under Missouri law, under the Castle Doctrine, an individual has really expansive authority to protect their own lives, their home, and their property. And I think the story here to watch here is the local prosecutor, Kim Gardner. Kim Gardner has an abysmal record in prosecuting violent crime."
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.